This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, and also all across the Caribbean and streaming live on the Internet and the satellite around the world right now. Now, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks, too, working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, thank you for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now on the Red Didio, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Just before the top of the hour, we had a question from a lady in Kentucky who wanted to know all about masks and the requirements and the mandates that are there and this, that, and the other.
Let me say this. I got a delightful email yesterday from a Mike Kelsey down in Sarasota, so I want to give him a big shout-out. Let me do that first. When it comes to masks, there are all kinds of variations of face coverings, and I use that word kind of as all-encompassing that people are wearing. Some are just, you know, some kind of a shield. Some could be the N95. Some are kind of wannabe N95. Some can be just some kind of scarf or some kind of cloth or whatever. So it's kind of gotten to the point where people are just conflating effective face coverings for any face covering to satisfy whatever edicts or mandates or requirements that are out there, and those are in all kinds of variations, too.
Correct.
Now, as far as illnesses, that is probably one of the most under-disclosed slash debated fact about COVID-19 that there is, because people that have clearly other underlying health issues are much more at risk. We're learning more about COVID-19 because I think we all know an awful lot, but they kind of keep injecting some other things into all things towards the pandemic.
True.
Now, we found out here, I think it was in Florida, I want to say over, like, around the Orlando area, maybe it was, a man died in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, it was Orlando.
But they listed the cause of death as COVID-19.
Correct.
So then the question becomes, did he have COVID-19 at all, or did he happen to have it, and because of some kind of other underlying health issues, it caused a motorcycle accident, or they just, you know, kind of lied about his cause of death. Now, we saw a lot of that was going on in New York. I bring all this up because I think all of us out here are just inundated with facts and headlines that are conflating the whole issue. Wearing some kind of a face covering into itself is a form of hygiene. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to put it that way. Mm-hmm. But we also forget the other methods of hygiene. We forget that people can have allergies. We forget that people can have just a common cold. That people can have pneumonia and still feel fine. Mm-hmm. That people can have Legionnaires or, you know, some other kind of pulmonary issue. So we have a lot of suspicions in what we're being told, in how some news media, some local TV station says something. You know, you got a CDC person that says something, you got the National Institute of Health that says something, you got some other health worker, some other doctor, some other nurse. All I can say here at this point is wearing some kind of a face covering and making sure itself is part of hygiene, meaning that it gets cleaned or replaced
right
each day, is just like washing your hands.
Yep.
So we need not to get so caught up in this whirlpool that we just, you know, go back to basic hygiene. And mm-hmm. I would also say, let's not forget how many people, for instance, in the state of Florida that are coming down here on vacation.
Yep.
And they're not practicing anything.
Nope.
Then we have all of these rallies, whether they're the good ones or the not so good ones, meaning, you know, we got protests, we got riots, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all we've done is take that 2 weeks that the country was completely locked down.
Sure.
And we've thrown it completely out the window, where you've got some portion of the population that's trying to behave, where others not behaving at all.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if that answers the question.
Well, but it does pretty much so, but I'm going to throw in there, while as we go to break here, I'm going to throw in there that in Orlando yesterday, the first lawsuit against the government mandating the mask be worn was filed in Orlando yesterday. There's more of those lawsuits popping up in different areas around the country and around the state of Florida. So that may or may not determine what's mandatory and what isn't. We'll see if the courts want to get involved in that. Meanwhile, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we continue to talk about what's going on in America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, as many of you know, I'm taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and I'll tell you what, they're making me feel really good. And I've been able to lose 30 pounds in the process. Number one, my blood pressure is stabilized. Number two, and my doctor's going, keep on doing what you're doing. You bet I'm gonna. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and all you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to say 35% on what they have there at balanceofnature.com. Now, again, I'm using the fruits and veggies. I'm just telling you that. They've got other stuff there, too. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, and they'll help you out with whatever questions you've got. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Remember to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. You'll be glad you did. It'll make you feel a whole bunch better, too. Alrighty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
The Portland mayor is demanding President Trump keep his federal agents inside the federal buildings and get them out of our city as soon as you can. What do you think is going on there? I think we know, but they got the strike team in there for a reason.
Well, I think you got the ACLU that's also filed a lawsuit, whatever. Because they're saying, these federal agents are wearing unmarked uniforms, they're in unmarked vehicles. Well, first of all, the uniforms are not unmarked.
Nope.
And secondly, the unmarked vehicles are there for a purpose, because if they have them with any kind of logo or any kind of identification, what's the first thing that these protesters are going to do? They're going to catch them on fire.
Yep.
They're going to bash the windshields and the, you know, slash the tires and whatnot. So, look, we have federal properties in Portland, and they're going to protect them. And if somebody runs up to a building and to a federal building and, you know, attempts to destroy it or does destroy it in some form or fashion, and then they run away, then the federal agents are going to run down the block and then go catch them.
That's yep.
And then they go, they're snatching them up and they're taking them, they're kidnapping them and taking them away. Well, the words that they're using are purposely pejorative words in what, you know, the federal people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in any other case, a normal law enforcement would do this. If his own law enforcement were authorized, which they are,
yep.
Unless the mayor tells them otherwise, and obviously this mayor has, don't do anything. Let these people burn down the place.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to play 24 seconds of Mayor Bill de Blasio trashing the police department in New York City and their union. And then I'm going to make a comment and ask you for a comment. Here we go.
The SBA has only practiced division. They foment hatred. They don't try and help us move forward. I have been fighting with them for years. And they have been fighting with our police leadership for years. They attack Jimmy O'Neill viciously. They've attacked Dermot Shea. They don't try to create anything good. They only try and tear down, which is why I have no respect for the leadership of the SBA.
Truth of the matter is, de Blasio's brought this all on about himself, and it started with some police officers that were killed in the line of duty where they had an official funeral for the officers, and de Blasio had some very defaming comments about the whole incursion altogether, and probably two-thirds of the police officers that were standing in formation did an about-face and turned their backs on de Blasio. That was about 2 years ago, and he doesn't mention that or how that happened. But I'm going to tell you a little story here, folks. The police organizations, especially in New York City, the unions, the rank and file, they are not, I repeat, they are not going to support Joe Biden or any of the Democrats or Bill de Blasio that want to defund the police department and don't have their back. And you can take that to the bank all across the United States. Okay, Denise, it's your turn.
Well, Giuliani didn't have issues with the police. Bloomberg didn't have issues with the police.
Nope.
So it's only de Blasio, and it's only some of these quasi-Marxist mayors.
Mm-hmm.
And we are obviously in this movement here where, you know, we're going to defund the police. We're going to strip away a lot of their duties and authorities. And their normal assignments, because we feel as though they've been too militarized and they're too militant themselves. Okay, so we're going to give them sensitivity training. And you know, if you ever watch Live PD when it was on TV, most of the traffic stops that they made, and they most every incident was a traffic stop.
Yep.
Led to something else.
Yes.
And now you've got cities that are, I think Los Angeles is one of them.
Berkeley.
You're saying that police aren't going to do traffic stops anymore.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of those traffic stops, we find an awful lot of weapons, we find an awful lot of drugs,
mm-hmm.
we find an awful lot of other things of which your social workers are not equipped to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, Berkeley is putting the transportation department out there in their pickup trucks to pull the people over for traffic stops. All right, I know, no comment needed. We can just sit back and think about that one for a minute. All right, well, the president is going to be doing an interview on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. And one of the things that he was asked, that we got a preview of last night, was he was asked about whether or not a national mask mandate was needed. And he said it was absolutely unnecessary and it should be the choice of the individual.
Well, that's true. A president cannot write an executive order, and he has no authority to write an executive order to tell every person in the United States that you have to wear a mask. That's not what, a president doesn't have that authority under executive order. Executive orders deal with federal government issues, not individual people. Now, if Congress wants to pass a law, fine, we'll go down that path. But otherwise, a president can't do it. Now, and he spoke of there's some individual freedoms. Now, you might have some place like Idaho that doesn't have any issues, or the volume of issues that, say, Texas is going through right now. Okay, so why punish the people that live in Idaho for what is when they don't have an issue for something that, you know, Arizona does?
Correct.
Chris Wallace, the media, it's fascinating to me, especially the media, that has forgotten about their own civics.
Mm-hmm.
And what authorities a president has and does not have, what an executive order can do and cannot do. And then we have a federalism system, and I've said it 100 times on your show. The federal government cannot mandate states to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget, Trump did not shut down the country.
Nope.
And, of course, the media tells you that he did. He did not.
States did.
The suggestion was out there.
Mm-hmm.
We need all of you to go home, stay in your homes. It wasn't forceful. It wasn't illegal for you to leave your house. It was a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
The governors can do what they do, and even when they put out edicts, many of them were necessarily illegal because it has to go through a legislature.
Correct. It has to be a law first. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which is why these lawsuits have sprung up. But go ahead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back to the mask thing. And I would just say it's really a deterrent here at this point. Mm-hmm. It is a deterrent to whatever possibilities are floating around in the air. It's kind of like having an umbrella. It's a deterrent for the possibility that rain may come. If you go into, now businesses do have the right to not serve you if you're not wearing a mask.
Right.
Just like they do when you're not wearing a shirt and shoes.
Yep. Alrighty, hold that thought to be continued. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay out of trouble. Enjoy the weather, and I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out her articles. Find out what she's all about, and I'm sure you'll enjoy reading them. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called on Congress to work with the Trump administration to pass additional stimulus legislation by the end of this month as the coronavirus pandemic continues to inject uncertainty into how quickly the economy can recover. The request comes as the virus continues to surge in many areas as millions of Americans are about to see their expanded unemployment insurance benefits expire on the 27th. Lawmakers are expected to embark on an intense stretch of negotiations over what would be the fourth significant bailout package since the virus started. In testimony before the House Committee on Small Business, Mnuchin said the next round of money to support the economy should be targeted specifically to help industries that have been hardest hit by the pandemic, as well as smaller, locally owned business and low to middle income families. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. This is Donna Fiducia, co-host.
Abigail Disney, the grandniece of Disneyland and Disney World creator Walt Disney, along with Ben & Jerry's ice cream co-founder Jerry Greenfield, is calling for all governments, local, state, and federal, to raise taxes on the wealthy to fund the Corona China virus recovery. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, for those who buy into the class envy concept of going after the productive to give their wealth to the idle, don't believe the hype. The very wealthy will always find ways to move their wealth around to avoid overtaxation. But Ms. Disney is actually advocating raising taxes for everyone except those on assistance. But when taxes are raised, economic activities decrease, and as a result, fewer new businesses open and fewer new jobs are created. And over the long haul, tax revenues shrink. In all of human history, raising taxes has never brought about the cure of a virus. Just as high taxes do not improve government funding in the long run. Check out the truth, America. I'm Ron Edwards. Also, check out TheRonEdwards.com for news updates.
and other great stuff.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You hear him on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then on the weekend we play his Edwards Notebook. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, the website. Now, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went out on a buying spree, and Dave Moss Sr. went out and bought a bunch of vehicles. Now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has the largest selection in the state to pick from. Now, before you buy elsewhere, see Moss. They'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Great job, guys. If you're searching for a new and improved service experience too, how about trying out the Moss service departments? They can handle all makes and models, and Moss Nissan and Acura's You Serve, You Save program applies to all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and now includes pastors and faith workers too. You'll save 20% on service done at your vehicle at a Moss Nissan or Moss Acura location. Now, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa at mossacura.com or mossnissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you $500 off the price of the vehicle that you're looking at. All right, folks, I'm talking a lot tonight about the Blue Lives Matters and the police officers, and we stand behind them and support them here on this show. And now I'm going to play something pertaining to Atlanta. Now, this is a mayor up there, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, who has been considered or reportedly considered to be a vice presidential candidate for Joe Biden. I want you to listen to her try to weasel her way out of the responsibility that she shares for what's been going on in Atlanta, the violence there. Listen to this.
Shift gears just a bit before we go, because in the past month, Atlanta shootings are up 124% compared to the same time last year. What is going on?
What's happening in Atlanta is what's happening across the country. There is a combination of things. There are these systemic issues, including lack of access to health care, including people being unemployed. People are dying of COVID-19. We witnessed the injustices that have happened in front of our eyes, and it's boiling over into our streets. It's happening in Atlanta. It's happening across the country. The irony of it is that our overall crime rate is down by 18%. But in Georgia, an open carry state, people are allowed to walk down the streets with assault weapons, and we don't have probable cause to stop them. And you don't get to pick and choose which demographic you get to stop and question as to why they're walking in our streets with open weapons. It is an issue in Atlanta. It's an issue in other cities across this nation, and it is one that we take very seriously. But this notion that somehow the governor is helping us with law and order is false. He has military tanks in front of state buildings. This is a playbook. This is a play out of the Nixon playbook. Distract, talk about law and order when the reality is that people are dying of COVID-19. And this president and this governor has failed us.
You know how you can tell if a Democrat is lying? When they open their mouth. This mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, just lied to you and lied to everybody when she was on television on MSNBC. First of all, let's just start with, the governor has tanks in front of state buildings, military tanks. Those are not tanks. They're SWAT vehicles. Yeah, they're reinforced. But you know why they're there? Because of the people that burn the cars, the vehicles, and get up close and bust the windows and all this stuff. First of all, at least if you're in one of the SWAT vehicles, they've got the metal reinforced vehicles, bulletproof, this, that, and the other, and all that. You got half a chance of taking out whoever's coming at you. That's number one. Number two, open carry state has nothing to do with walking down the street with weapons slung over your shoulder, long guns. It does have something to do with pistols, which is what I think she was trying to say by the open carry state, that you can strap a six gun to your hip and walk down the street and nobody's going to bother you. Now, people for years have walked around in different spots where it's been legal with hunting rifles, with shotguns, with this, that, and the other, because, gosh, they're either going to a vehicle or from a vehicle, or maybe they're actually going hunting. Now, I use that as an example, but it's not what I'm trying to point out here. The fact is, she lied about the weapons. Now, yeah, there's long guns there, but how about the autonomous zone by the Wendy's for Black Lives Matter, where they actually killed that little girl? They finally did arrest three teenagers for that one. How about that episode? That was her doing, where she ordered the police to stand down and let them take control of that that Wendy's, where that young man was killed running away from the cops, who fired a taser at him. Gosh, she forgot about that. And then let's just take a look at this other statement she made to start with. These are systematic issues, including people who don't have health care, don't have access to health care. There's not anybody in the United States that doesn't have access to health care one way or the other, because if you go to a hospital, you are going to get treated. Doesn't matter who you are. Okay? Secondly, people being unemployed. Well, people being unemployed these days, especially the ones that are collecting unemployment, are doing pretty good. They're getting paid more money than they were when they were working. And people who are dying of COVID-19, oh gosh, they're just dying everywhere in Atlanta, aren't they? Wrong. And then she says, we witness the injustices that happen right in front of our eyes, and it's boiling over into our streets. It's happening in Atlanta. The overall crime rate is down by 18%. No, it's not, lady. No, it's not. It might have been down by 18% before all this stuff started. But since then, your shootings are up over 100%. Your murders are up over 100%. Your assaults with deadly weapons, your robberies are up over 100%. Don't believe me? Go look at the stats. They're there to see. And she doesn't even tell you the truth about that. This is because of, and I'm going to use a bad word here, but it's legal. This is because of piss-poor leadership on the part of a Democratic mayor who never should have been elected to do the job she's doing to begin with. Think about that one, Atlanta. Now, I'm challenging you folks that are listening to me up there on 920 The Answer in Atlanta. These are the kind of people that aren't doing you any favors. Get rid of them. Vote them the hell out of office. Vote them out of office. And don't vote anybody else in that's going to be similar. Learn your lesson. Goodness sakes. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to do the beach and boating forecast and wrap things up for the weekend edition here. And I'm telling you, you want to get something started, start something like that, and give me a chance to debunk you, because I'm going to do it. I'll be right back. Joe Goo. Anyway, we shall return with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4168. 800-327-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And here we go for the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny with some afternoon thunderstorms out there. Now, the winds are going to be out of the east all day long. They'll start out about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then this afternoon, they'll pick up with gusts up to 15 to 20 miles an hour. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is 90 degrees. The bay water temperature is 89 degrees. Our high tide came at 3:29 a.m. Our low tide will be showing up about 5:31 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast, of course, always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club is one of those places where I'm going to tell you right now, it's well worth the price of admission.
the price of admission to go there to find out about them is free. And here's what you need to do. You need to go and check them out. And you can go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and see where their locations are, and then schedule an appointment and go check them out. Here's why. There's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just call them up at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. You make a reservation. You fill up your cooler. You take your fishing poles with you. You take your water skis with you. And in minutes, you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. Now, 509 boats here in the Tampa Bay location, 30 locations, 232 locations across the country, 3 in Canada, and 3 in France. Yes, I said France, as in Parlez-vous Francais. Now, you get reciprocity with the Freedom Boat Club. When you join them, you get reciprocity at all of the other locations. So how about that? Again, to find out more, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Take a tour of their facilities. Let them tell you what they're all about. Or go online at the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely flat out love it. Now, the president gave a speech the other day. Here's what he had to say. Pay attention to this one. There's some important points right off the bat.
Our entire economy and our very way of life are threatened by Biden's plans to transform our nation and subjugate our communities through the blunt force instrument of federal regulation at a level that you haven't even seen yet. You think that was bad? You haven't even seen it yet. They want to go many times what they put you under in the past. Under the unity platform Joe Biden published with socialist Bernie Sanders, they are proposing, and this is all in writing, it's done, they agreed, they are proposing to re-enter the job-killing, unfair Paris Climate Accord, which will cost our country trillions of dollars, trillions and trillions of dollars, and put us in a very, very bad competitive position relative to the world. Not surprising to you, China will be greatly advanced under this ridiculous agreement. So will Russia, so will many other countries. They propose to mandate net zero emissions from all new homes and buildings, skyrocketing the cost of construction and putting the goal of home ownership out of reach for millions, destroying the look of the home, the beauty of the home. I'm somebody that's built many homes, many buildings. If you take a look at this, it doesn't look good. You still have to sell, right? You still have to sell. But they put it out of reach from a cost standpoint, totally out of reach. It's not practical. It's not good. And it doesn't work. They want to eliminate carbon from the U.S. energy industry, which means abolishing all American oil, clean coal and natural gas. No coal, no gas, no oil. Nothing to fire our massive plants. The result of this federally mandated shutdown would be the wholesale destruction of the entire energy industry and many other industries, the economic evisceration of entire communities, and the unfettered offshoring of millions of our best jobs to foreign countries and foreign polluters. Millions and millions of jobs would go. Thousands and thousands of countries would be at a level that you've never seen. Companies would be disappearing left and right, just like they did with NAFTA, which we terminated for the USMCA, which is another beauty that we've done, not for now, but another great beauty. But thousands of companies, plants, factories would be closed. Under this dismal future, energy would be unaffordable for the vast majority of Americans, and the American dream would be sniffed out so quickly and replaced with a socialist disaster.
Now, everything that the president just told you is absolutely true. Absolutely true. And that doesn't even count what's going on with this anti-police culture that's out there. The defund the police movement and bring on the social warriors to do traffic stops and all that nonsense. By the way, this final segment of the program brought to you by the USCCA. Now, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Okay, so you've gone out, ladies. You bought the gun. You got the training. You're going to go to the firing range. What happens if you have to use that weapon to defend yourself? Who are you going to call? Well, why don't you find out what over 355,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, and that is they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. But not only do their members have the peace of mind of knowing they're protected against crushing legal fees, they also give their members access to exclusive world-class training. So you can carry with confidence knowing that you have life-saving training and education on your side. All you have to do is go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. You'll see the link for the USCCA in the middle of the page. Click on it. Find out what I know. I'm a life member. The CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Check out the USCCA. You'll be glad you did. And take advantage of the specials they have over there, too. Save you some money. Get you some free stuff along the way. And you also get that great Concealed Carry magazine, which also will let you know plenty of what's going on out there. Now, President Donald Trump's reelection campaign issued a statement in response to a report that the Joe Biden campaign staffer put out there when he mocked cops as worse than pigs and called for defunding police. That was actually what the staffer said. You know, Joe Biden can't hide from the fact that the radical left-wing party he leads has so much visceral hatred of the police, the men and women who bravely put their lives on line every day to protect their communities. And when the police officers are under increasingly violent attack, Joe Biden is sickening, has allowed a sickening, sickening anti-police culture to pervade his campaign. He sits quietly and says nothing as police are viciously assaulted by left-wing mobs. You hear him say anything about the cops that have been shot recently? Nope. His staff proudly posts bail for rioters arrested for destroying property and hurting incidents in Minneapolis. Yep, they did that. He defames police as the enemy and calls for cutting their funding. Well, guess what, Joe? Never in history has a major party campaign so angrily fanned the flames of hatred against our nation's heroes. And that's what our police officers are. That's what our firefighters are. That's what our EMTs are. That's what our military are. And you aren't going to change that. That's why we're going to vote these bums out in November. Think about that one, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I got to go. I'll be out in around the town. Karen and I will be out doing some stuff. We're going to do a little shooting today. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay healthy. See ya.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.